Random House Audio presents Dexter is Delicious by Jeff Lindsay. This is Jeff Lindsay. Chapter 1. This part of the hospital seems like foreign country to me. There is no sense of the battlefield here. No surgical teams in gore-stained scrubs trading witty remarks about missing body parts. No steely-eyed administrators with their clipboards. No herds of old drunks in wheelchairs. And above all, no flocks of wide-eyed sheep huddled together in fear at what might come out of the double steel doors. There is no stench of blood, antiseptic, and terror. The smells here are kinder, homier. Even the colors are different. Softer, more pastel, without the drab battleship utilitarianism of the walls and other parts of the building. There are, in fact, none of the sights and sounds and dreadful smells I've come to associate with hospitals, none at all. There's only the crowd of moon-eyed men standing at the big window, and, to my infinite surprise, I am one of them. We stand together, happily pressed up to the glass and cheerfully making space for any newcomer. White, black, brown, Latin, African-American, Asian-American, Creole, it doesn't matter. We are all brothers. No one sneers or frowns. No one seems to care about getting an accidental nudge in the ribs now and again. And no one, wonder of all, seems to harbor any violent thoughts about any of the others. Not even me. Instead, we all cluster at the glass, looking at the miraculous commonplace in the next room. Are these human beings? Can this really be the Miami I have always lived in? Or has